soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Blessings, my friends. Well, it's an interesting morning for me here. I look over at my desktop computer and I can see from here that Herb Fitch is being transferred from cassette tape to the computer, and I can watch the progress. And over here on my laptop, I'm recording this talk at the same time, and I can watch that progress. And so we're in the modern age of audio wonders on the computer, and after a while, both of these will go up into outer space through a computer on a satellite and back down to Earth again, where they'll be placed in the directory of a server somewhere in the United States. I'm not sure where. I think maybe out in California. And from there, you'll be able to download them and listen to them as if I was there in your living room or there in your automobile with you. It seems to me it's one step from demonstrating omnipresence, where we can one day give a class in the invisible, and all of us can step into the invisible and be there at the same time in the same place. First, we sort of demonstrate these things mechanically and then spiritually. But anyway, that's just something I was thinking about this morning. Let's get still now and have a little meditation. And thank you for joining me. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. This that is troubling me, this is not to be worked on. There is no person, there is no condition. Drop it. Substanceless shadow. I am not to work on that. Why am I here in meditation? I am here that I might commune with my Spirit. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so I am here to be lifted up into the conscious awareness of Spirit. Not so that Spirit can destroy the appearance of a problem, but so that Spirit can dissolve the attachment to the appearance. We call that hypnotism. Being hypnotized by the appearance of a problem. And so I am not to work on the problem. There is no person and no condition in Spirit. Yet, knowing that does not necessarily free me from the hypnotism, being attached and unable to free myself from the appearance and dwelling on the appearance. Therefore, I turn within. My inner temple, where I may make contact with the Spirit of God. And when the Spirit is upon me, or in me, or through me, then my attention is free, set free from the hypnotism. And I am lifted into the conscious awareness of Spirit. And so that's why I'm here, in this inner temple, and beginning this meditation. There is no person and no condition in Spirit. I do not have to work on that. Now, Father, I rest. Let your Spirit be upon me. Lift me up into the consciousness of infinite Spirit. Let me be still. I am here to receive your Holy Spirit. Here, rest, rest. You don't have to work on that. Only rest and receive my presence. You receive my presence. You receive the consciousness of my presence. In that moment, you take no thought. I am always in your midst, but you are not always listening, attentive, receptive. Stand still and receive the presence of God. Have I been so long a time with you, and you have not felt me? Learn to rest. Learn to listen. Learn to receive ye the Holy Ghost. Your life is hid with Christ in the presence of God. Your life is invisible and everlasting. And when you feel that inner wellspring of water, when you feel the presence of your spirit, then, well, I have entered your consciousness. And I manifest as form. I, in the midst of thee, am mighty. I can prepare before you a table in the midst of the appearances. I can do this, not you. Are you struggling for financial freedom? Are you struggling to reach out to correct the problem of limitation that's appearing to you? Are you struggling to put together a deal? You still believe that your supply is things, people, conditions, matter? I have come that you might have life, and life more abundantly. And I, the invisible presence in your midst, I am your supply. There is nothing that you have that didn't originate in me. I am the substance of all form. But you look at the form and you forget me. And then you reach for forms that I did not create. You reach for forms that have no spiritual substance. And become fearful when you don't have enough of them. That's not how I created the universe. That's a misinterpretation of supply. If you will return here within, stop seeking, stop striving. No person, no condition. If you will rest until you feel my movement, until you witness, bear witness to my activity, just the inner movement of spirit, then rest there. Rest. Just rest and watch. And my substance forms itself as your fulfillment. The more you rest, the more fulfillment. Only what I form myself is not temporary and fleeting. It's a permanent dispensation. Which means when you see even one time the invisible made manifest, this becomes a working part of your consciousness. It becomes a way of living, a way of being. Turn ye and live. I cannot give you the kingdom if you insist on building your own life. I do not force myself on anyone. All of my sons and daughters are free to choose. But you cannot serve both me and mental images. So turn ye and live. Turn ye and witness. Turn ye and behold. I have come to give you life. Now let us be still, my friends, and receive the Holy Spirit. Feel the inner presence silently, sacredly, peacefully. Rest back on the sea of spirit. I will form myself for you in a way ye know not of. I know your needs before you do. I take pleasure in pouring out my spiritual substance as your fulfillment. I will be in you a wellspring of life, springing up into fulfillment everlasting. But I cannot do this if you don't stop taking thought. And so, no person, no condition, stop be still. I alone am the way. And I enter you in your stillness. So yes, Father, pour out thy Spirit in full measure. Thank you, Father. And now you can release whatever it was you were struggling with and receive my peace. The real work is done at the center of my peace. Stand stock still now. Let us take a different approach than perhaps you have ever taken before, my friends. Let us stop all our words and thoughts and prayers and scriptures and statements of truth. Let us stand stock still, so very still that we feel God praying, that we hear God's prayers. Your thoughts are not my thoughts, O Father. Let me hear your thought, Father. Infinite Spirit, you pray. No man, no woman, no human is a spiritual healer. The only spiritual healer is the invisible spirit. And the work takes place in the silence when you have given up any attempt to pray. the Spirit makes intercession. The Spirit prays. But you must be still enough to hear Spirit pray. Now let us be still together. And let us admit, Father, I do not know how to pray. If I did, there would be fulfillment. I am going to be still. Let the Spirit pray. If you have 1 or 2 seconds of feeling that inner movement, the quickening, the glimpse of the is, if you have just a moment of resting in the God that is, this is where the work takes place. And at first you may not hear Spirit pray. It doesn't matter. If you feel it, sense it, if you are standing so still that you feel its movement, then rest assured, Spirit has prayed within you. And when the Spirit prays, healing follows. When God speaks, the earth melts. When Spirit prays, the appearance dissolves. But it may not be instantaneously, but it will dissolve, and it has started the moment Spirit prays. Because Spirit reveals, when Spirit prays, Spirit reveals the truth of being. Spirit reveals spiritual creation. And immediately, it starts to form as your experience. He utters his voice, the Spirit prays, and then the Spirit builds your house. And then is it no longer built by hands. And then is it an eternal awareness. Greater is Spirit's prayer uttered within you than any appearance in the mind out here. Greater is he within me than he that is in the world. God knows that you cannot get yourself free from the hypnotism. Please don't punish yourself for that. If you weren't hypnotized and caught up in it, you would have no need for spirit. So don't waste time condemning yourself. That's not a solution and will not help at all. If you catch yourself doing that, just stop it. Stop it. Remind yourself, this is not a solution. This does not help. No, I do not like being hypnotized and unable to shake myself free. But Paul says I'm not supposed to be able to. Paul says the Spirit prays. The Spirit sets you free. And the Spirit says, I have come to set at liberty the captives, all those who are in the graves, the grave of mental images. And so you cannot do it for yourself. You're not supposed to. And all the words and all the thoughts and all the statements of truth and all the books, none of these will set you free from the hypnotism. I have come. I, the Spirit within you, has come to set you free. And so it's not your job. You don't have to work on that. But rest. Rest. Be receptive to the inner Spirit. Rest. Rest. Stand ye still. Hear the Spirit pray. And when the Spirit prays, the Spirit takes form in and as your life. Hear within you the living Spirit pray. And if you feel it as a presence, a quickening, or if you hear it as an actual voice or an impression that brings my peace, then rest in it. The longer you rest in it, the faster the image dissolves. And so rest. Rest here. Rest here several times a day and in the night if you awaken. The work is done when Spirit prays and you hear it. And the man knocked on the gate of heaven, and God said, "Who is there?" Finally, the man said, "Thou art," and immediately found himself in heaven. And you enter your meditation, and instead of your thoughts, don't be there. Be absent. Be listening. Be receptive to Thou, Spirit, in your midst. And when you aren't there, when Spirit is, when the Spirit prays, and you catch a glimpse, you hear a wisp of Spirit praying, you feel it, then heaven forms your life. Says the Spirit to the woman at the well, "If you knew who I am, and you would have asked me, I would have given you a wellspring of water, springing up into everlasting life." Are you coming to the well within you, satisfied to drink mental water, old worn-out statements of truth? Don't you know who I am? Why don't you ask me? Please give me that water that springs up into everlasting life. And as you remain still and you hear the Spirit pray within you, you have found the wellspring of water which is everlasting. You will take this into the next life and the next life and the next life forever. But you must find me, and I come at a moment ye think not. Oh, hear the Spirit pray and receive the kingdom of God. Yes, I am the door. I, the Spirit within you. How do you know when you have really, honestly heard the Spirit pray? Two ways. One, you felt something transcendental in your inner being. Two, that something never leaves you guessing. Always manifests. When Spirit prays, the earth melts. When Spirit prays, it forms itself. always. Not sometimes. Always. Sure, it may be slow. It may be slow. But it's there. And it never leaves you guessing. You feel a transcendental presence. You hear Spirit pray. That's called hearing Spirit pray. Then Spirit takes form and begins to dissolve your appearance or begins to build something new. And you know you have heard the actual Spirit of Christ in God praying. If these two things are not happening, you need to find out why. Have you forgotten to practice the presence throughout the day? Are you not meditating very often? Both of these things, hand in hand, will lead you to the inner experience, which is why Joel told us to practice short meditations 12 times a day so that we may develop the habit of tuning in at a moment's notice. Think of it. Think of it. The Spirit is always in prayer, glorifying the Father. And yet, we won't even take the time to listen. Knowing that that's the answer, and so if this isn't taking place for you, then you know what you must do. Otherwise, you will fall asleep again at the end of this span. You will come back and be asleep for a while. And by that I mean you'll be walking around, but unconscious, not consciously aware of this presence. And who knows how many years it'll take until something or somebody stirs you into remembrance. Why should we do that? The promise is everlasting water. But it's not going to come just because the I said it 2,000 years ago. It's going to take your tuning in. Consciously aware. Consciously. Stop looking to a practitioner to make everything better. The spiritual path is not about making everything better. And maybe one of the reasons you have all these problems is to drive you in to your inner temple so you will learn to hear the Holy Spirit's prayer within your being. For this is the Word that is made flesh, and there is no other. When you have this, you do not need a practitioner, nor a book, nor a tape, nor a talk. Now you still may enjoy all of them, including fellowship with others. But should you be in a desert island, you can turn within and hear the Spirit pray and watch it manifest. Christ did not come to set at liberty the captives from financial lack or sin or disease. That's a misinterpretation, a very limited interpretation of the human ego. No, Christ came to earth here in our midst to show us real freedom from captivity, freedom from having to live a human life out here with no solutions. Freedom to live a spiritual life, resting in our inner temple and hearing the Spirit pray and watching the Christ manifest, watching and witnessing the Father's grace. He came to set at liberty the captives, all those that are in the graves of just living a human life and eking out a miserable living. 70 years and 10, and then they're gone, and leave what pittance they have to their relatives. No, he came to resurrect all those that are in the graves of humanhood, show them their temples of the Spirit of God. Know ye not that ye are the temple of the Spirit? And the Spirit is there now? Can you not feel it? I feel it now as I speak these words. Can you not feel that Spirit? And then rest. I rest in you, Spirit. And now you pray. And so it does. Yes. And yes, and yes. And oh, Father, I do not have to hold up a mold for you to fill. Not my will. Thy will be done. I trust that the Spirit knows what things to pray for, and that its love and life will manifest. And I simply rest and say, thank you, Spirit. I really want you to see clearly, write it down if necessary. The work takes place when the Spirit prays within you. Yes, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Greater is the prayer of the Spirit and the influence of the Infinite flowing out in that way than the tiny little thoughts that make up the appearance or the hypnotism. When the Spirit prays, you are free from hypnotism. And when the Spirit prays, it begins to form itself. If the opening called you is not open, if it's not a transparency, if it's filled up with thoughts of people and conditions, well, that's the hypnotism, isn't it? And the hypnotism seems to go on and on, forming and reforming itself. But you have power over that. Because as many as receive this Spirit, to them gives He power to become the sons of God. It's not that you have power over the hypnotism, per se. It's that you have power to become the transparency for God, the Son of God, instead of an instrument for this hypnotism. And so God gives you the power to go within and listen while Spirit prays. You don't have the power to free yourself from hypnotism, because then there would be a battle, wouldn't there? And you'd have to be overcoming it. You're not given that. Stop trying that. It hasn't worked. You don't have to work that hard. You are given the power to become the sons of God, a transparency for the Spirit's prayers. And when you hear it, when you feel it, when it prays within you, it alone dissolves the hypnotism. Therefore, the battle is not yours. Do you understand that now? That's why the battle is not yours. You can't do it. Stop. Oh, stop. Listen. Listen to my prayer. Deep. Deep within you. And in your stillness, I, Spirit, pray. And the appearance cannot stand before my light. I am the light of the world, and my light dissolves the darkness. It's not a battle for me either. You see, there is no battle. There's no battle. There is no battle. And where the Spirit of the Lord prays, that one is free. Now, we understand all the sayings, don't we? To them gave He power to become the sons of God. A transparency for Spirit to form itself. The battle is not yours. No, there is no battle. You have power not to battle. You have power to listen. To turn within repeatedly until you hear Spirit pray. And you don't find your freedom from a problem. Joel says you find your freedom in Christ. You find your freedom in the conscious awareness of Spirit praying. I tell you the truth, my friends. This works. It really does. It transforms your outer experience from human struggle to watching, listening, waiting upon the Lord, and seeing, hearing Spirit pray, seeing God's will made manifest as your fulfillment. This is the transition. This is it. Stand ye still. Hear, Spirit, pray. I just want to rest here as I feel it now. And so I will say, thank you, my beloved friends. Thank you, dear Father. Holy Spirit, I love you. And I will turn off the tape. And for me, I am going to continue to rest as long as I feel it. Thank you.